Good evening, Rabbi Mayevsky. This week, of course, we all know what the parasha, I shouldn't say the lion's portion of the parasha, but certainly the focal point of the parasha is Moshe hitting the rock. But and just to bring us up to date, parasha begins with a very interesting statement, and nothing necessarily to do with the paraduma, but using it as an example. And the phrase, Zosku Kas HaTorah, of course, all the Mefarshim discuss what is the point of saying Zosku Kas HaTorah. And we're all aware of the fact there's a difference between Chukim and Mishpatim. There are laws that we understand that seem to make a lot of sense, certainly like Lo Signov and Lo Sirtzach. And of course, then there are laws like the Paraduma and various other ones that we don't understand. But the fact remains, there's so many things, a lot of things that we think we understand. The reality is, the lesson here is Zosku Kas HaTorah. To be a Jew, especially to be an Orthodox Jew, there's so many things that we are told to do, certainly as children, as we grow up, we understand it a lot better. But Zosku Kas HaTorah, the Torah is something that we don't quite understand. We don't grasp it, its full meaning. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu understands it. And those of us who follow the Torah are willing to accept that. And that is the beauty of the whole thing. That is the godless of the Torah itself, that he has influenced us to just take it and say, we're going with it. This is what the Torah says, 613 mitzvos. We accept it and we'll do whatever he say. We get up in the morning, we say Birchas HaTorah, we say Moda'ani, and we do whatever it takes, what a normal Orthodox Jew, if you're a man, you're putting on tefillin and you're davening. But this is the life we like, and this is the life we lead. And what's amazing about this parasha that I always found then, once we get through with that, and all the laws of Paraduma that we have, that he gave over to Elazar, of course, the reason he gave it to Elazar and not to Aaron, because the first Paraduma was already made at the time of that Har Sinai, when they first got the Torah. Moshe gave them the first Paraduma. And that's why, in fact, if you take a look at the language of the whole context, the whole paragraphs that it has at the beginning until almost Shlishi, where it talks about the Paraduma, it doesn't say Vayas Kasher Tzivo Hashem Es Moshe. And one might ask, why it doesn't say that? Well, because the Paraduma had already been made. But since they were about to have so many, as we see, the parasha ends, and when we get to the end of Bamidbar and then in Devarim, there's one battle after another, and they're going to encounter so many mesim, so many dead bodies, unfortunately, through war, that they're going to need Paraduma, a lot of it, and therefore, soon enough, the Paraduma will be exhausted. The ashes of the first Paraduma will be very necessary so that they have a second one. And since Aaron won't be around for the second one, the laws were given over to Elazar HaKohen. But we move on from that. And suddenly, right after this happens, we go and we skip over 40 years. Suddenly, from year number two, it becomes the middle of year number 40. And that's what it seems like to those of us who are a little older. It seems like the part of life, it only seems like yesterday, certain things that have gone through for some of us 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, even for some of us perhaps 50 years, have gone through in a blink of an eye. And that's what Moshe is, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was trying to impart to us. Life goes by, keheref ayin. We look back at events and it's hard to believe that is 30 years ago or 40 years ago. It's almost impossible to fathom how quickly our lives develop and go, which is all the more reason that we have to account for every decision that we make in our life becomes more important when we look back in hindsight and try to imagine, had we done anything that had a great import in our life, that was a turning point for us, or a watershed moment, had we acted differently, how would our lives have turned out had we done anything differently? And Moshe is faced with that. Moshe certainly had no intention of living his first 80 years of his life where he did. We don't even know what he went through in the first, except for the first 20 years of his life or so. We don't really know what he experienced in the middle 50, 60 years of his life until God appointed him to be the Shliach to take B'nai Israel out of Mitzrayim. And he certainly had no expectation that the last 40 years of his life would be spent in the Midbar. And this is down to a few mistakes that he made, some utterances by the Meraglim, and now in this week's Parsha by hitting the rock. But at least we could look at one thing very important that does happen in this Parsha, that sometimes we know that teachers go through a life cycle and they've taught maybe 20 years, 40 years, 50 years, some people even more. Know some people who have taught 55. My mother was a teacher for 55 years, my father as well, and other people who I know have taught even 60 years. They've had Baruch Hashem, Arichas Yamim, and also their minds, they had quality of life to be able to do that for that long. But the reality is something very different. We're looking for some point in our life that we could sit back and say, well, it was worth it. And Moshe Rabbeinu was looking for that moment because he's been through so many trials and tribulations, and we have to look through. And at the beginning of this, when we reach the 40th year, what is the first thing that happens that we see? Initially, Miriam passes away, and then Aaron passes away. And what we could think back is to at the end of Bahaloscha, when the Torah says, after Miriam gets the saras for speaking Lashon Hara about her brother Moshe, and Aaron is listening, the Torah uses the expression, Vayeyochel Chatzi B'soro. And what does that mean? What the Torah is telling us with that expression is that when a sibling passes away, that sibling, you and however how many siblings one person has, it is literally a piece of you. When Miriam passes away, it's a piece of Moshe dying with her. And when Aaron passes away, it's a piece of another piece of Moshe dying with him. And therefore, what we have is the problem over here is Moshe loses his temper when the people are complaining, you know, we have no water. You know, Miriam died. Maybe they don't understand that it's because Miriam died. But nevertheless, you don't see as previously, God is not complaining to Kal Yisrael that they shouldn't have complained about the water because their taina is a good taina. They have a decent complaint. If they have no water, how could they survive? And so, but the problem is Moshe at this point in time, all he could think about is he lost his sister Miriam, his big sister who has been his confidant in his entire life, who has helped him lead the people, certainly with the women. She has become the confidant the same way Aaron was the confidant, the second in command for the men. Miriam was in control for the women's half, and certainly people look for her because that's the normal order of progression. You go to a sibling of Moshe if you have any problems. And these are all things that we look at. And instead of coming to him and saying, Amokim Yenachem Eschem, Moshe Rabbeinu, we know that you're in a minute of tsar over here because, as I just said, Vayachel Chatzi B'Saro, they descend upon him as a mob. And at this point in time, he loses his temper. But Moshe doesn't want to. He understands what he's been told to do, but he wants them to be able to react better at this point in time, after 40 years, after all the miracles that they've seen. He decides, he makes the unfortunate decision to hit the rock. But after he hits it the first time, God was still giving him a second chance at that point in time. Because the water didn't come out after the first shot because he thought maybe Moshe Rabbeinu would come to his senses and show him that hitting the rock as he did the first time, when it says, via, you know, Vihikiso Batsur, when God told him in Bishalach to hit the rock, and that time, the Malba makes a very interesting distinction between the two times, is that what God was trying to impart to B'nai Israel, Moshe at this juncture in his life, God wanted him to give them something that they had never experienced before. There were some of the older people who could have been 59 years old, almost approaching 60 years old at this point in time, and they would remember when Moshe actually hit the stone, and they experienced what it means to hit the rock, certainly. But the problem becomes, this is a new generation. The people at large, the people, the survivors at this time, all of these couple of million people, they're looking for something new, and God wants them to experience. He needs them, that something should be done without Moshe leading them at this point in time, that Moshe could go over to a rock and show something that's patently obvious that only God could accomplish it. Even if you talk to a rock, see, no hands, I have no stick, I'm not doing anything, I'm not waving my magic wand, I have the stick in this hand, but all I'm doing is saying, rock, please give forth its water to give us, for us and our animals, enough water to survive, and let that happen. Gods need that. Unfortunately for Moshe, there is only one miracle left for Hashem to perform without benefit of Moshe Rabbeinu being involved, and that would be crossing the Jordan. But if Moshe was with the Klal Yisrael, once again, B'nai Yisrael would say that the Jordan split because Moshe Rabbeinu was with us, so of course God split the Jordan River. But the reality is that therefore Moshe can't be along for the ride. It has to be that it's patently obvious that when the Aron leaves, when the Aron gets to the water, that's what it is, through the hand of God only. God needs the B'nai Israel to understand that Moshe is the messenger. There are those people who think that is all. But the problem here is that Moshe loses his temper. And B'nai Israel are at a crossroads over here, because once again, they have to go through all these things and understand that Moshe is not going to, at this point in time, he is not going to take them into Eretz Israel. But the major thing that does happen over here, that is the biggest blessing of all, when the B'nai Israel left Mitzrayim, and it says when they came and God split the Yam Suf for them when they left Mitzrayim, it says, Oz Yoshir Moshe U'B'nai Israel. Moshe, as a fledgling new being, a new nation, starting to feel itself as its own, but not knowing how to do things, God leads them in song. I mean, Moshe leads them in song, and it says, Oz Yoshir Moshe. He rallied the troops, so to speak, to sing a song, and Miriam led the women in song, Vatan Lohem Miriam. We see all these things happening, that Moshe was teaching them how to behave under great stressful points over here. But after the war, after the rock is hit and the water comes out, and now they have to undo all these things, and they are getting close to Eretz Israel, and they're getting these other problems involved. They're getting involved with other nations, and they're going to war, and God is blessing them that they have the battles that they have, no casualties. And Moshe, at this point in time, no longer needs to lead them in song. Moshe doesn't say, Oz Yashir Moshe U'Vnei Yisrael Es Hashiro Hazos. Now it says, Oz Yashir Yisrael Ali Bier Enula. When Moshe hit the rock and the water came out, they realized it at this point in time, that it was the hand of God, Ali Bier Enula. They sang. That's why some of the Mepharshim said that Moshe at this point, he should have sang as well. But that Moshe has to be able to sit back now and look around and understand that finally, I didn't have to tell them that this is a moment, a watershed moment that they should go and thank God for and start the Zemiros going for them. He is able to witness that without him leading the charge, so to speak, that they burst into song on their own. Oz Yashir Yisrael. His 40 years as a teacher to Klal Yisrael has shown they have reached a new plateau in becoming a nation of their own and appreciating the hand of God. and they burst into their own song to be able to say Ali Bier and Ula Bier Chafarua Sorim Korion and they understand that God is great, and he could say, finally, they've crossed the boundary of being these children that need to be led by the hand. They are now ready to face the rest of the world on their own. And since I'm not going to go there because of my mistake, I could at least take solace in the fact that they have matured to the point that they were able to exist on their own. Whatever the future holds for them, they will stand fast as Jews, because when God performs a miracle, they know enough on their own to be thankful for it. We look around today, my sister-in-law, she sent us pictures this Sunday that she lives up north, and there were missiles that they saw over her settlement where she lives in the Lower Galilee. And you saw the missiles being intercepted by the Iron Dome and exploding high in the sky over her settlement over there. And all they could do is, Oz Yoshir Yisrael. They could, amongst all the trials and tribulations that are going on in Israel, it's day in and day out, the people there, I don't hear complaints from all my relatives, which are hundreds, probably thousands by now, from the last over 100 years, relatives living there. And I don't hear complaints. And they just, Oz Yoshir Yisrael, Ali Bier Anula. Look what we're going through. We've been 40 years in the Midbar. Those of us who were living in Eretz Yisrael these years and undergoing so much trials and tribulations just to exist. And now when they see these miracles happening on a daily basis, instead of being depressed and instead of being despondent over their plight, they are daily sending these stories of miraculous occurrences. And when I see these things on the Israeli news app, and this is the attitude that the average citizen has, that is the greatest blessing that B'nai Israel could have. They appreciate and understand 100% that they exist today only through the good graces of Hashem's intervention on their behalf. May we continue to live with that understanding that our daily existence is only through the great leadership shown to us by Moshe Rabbeinu then, and his leadership continues to say, we understand that Moshe Rabbeinu has led us to this point that we could say, Oz Yoshir Yisrael. Have a good week, good Shabbos.